Inviting you to the Sauk County Fair, now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
That's FM WRPQ.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 6:05 p.m. on Wednesday night. We are broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Stop by and see us in the big red circus wagon right off Washington Avenue. The flat track ATV racing starts at 6:30 p.m. $10 to get in. It's a beautiful night. Stop out and see us. Here is Survivor on Max FM.
I let the wheel of fortune spin. I touched your hand before. Maximum music. Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. It is 6:20 p.m. on Wednesday night. We're broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're in the big red circus wagon right off of Washington. Stop by and say hi. And I have a special guest with me tonight. How are you doing tonight, Phoenix?
I'm doing good.
It is good to see you. So you're part of 4-H, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so what do you do for 4-H, Phoenix?
Well, I show sketching, I show recycling, I like to recycle stuff and make art out of it, and I show chickens, poultry.
You show chickens?
Yep.
Okay, tell me about your chickens. How many chickens do you have, Phoenix?
I'm showing 3 this year.
3 chickens. Okay, and do you have names for your chickens?
Yes.
What are their names?
I have one named Frizzy, one named Lewis, and one named Buttercup.
Buttercup and I love that. Buttercup and Lewis. Okay, I got a good friend whose name is Lewis, so I think that's a great name for a chicken. And you know what? Buttercup is awesome as well. So you showed all 3 chickens here at the Sauk County Fair this year then?
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool. And how old are your chickens, Phoenix?
Well, I have one that I just got, so I don't actually know their age. But I think the other one is 15 months, which is my silky named Lewis. Buttercup is the one that has the unknown age.
Okay.
And my other one, Frizzy.
Frizzy, okay.
He's 5 months, I think.
5 months? You said one's a Silky. What are the other kinds of chickens that you have then?
Frizzy is a Frizzle chicken, and Buttercup is a...
But, you know, okay, so you got three chickens. You're showing three. How long have you been doing this for?
This is my second year showing poultry.
Wow, that is fantastic. And I assume you have a lot of help doing this. Do you do this by yourself? Do you have someone that helps you do this as well?
My Nana, Renee McLean, she helps me with chickens all the time. She helps me learn more things about them.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, well, I've got to ask this question because I've not been around a lot of chickens. What do chickens like to eat?
Well, they're very loud. And okay. They're always, if you have a rooster, they're always crowing. And they're some breeds, they're really nice to have, and they're very calm and sweet. And there's very unique kinds, and there's fluffy feathers and patterned feathers and all kinds of different beautiful breeds.
That is cool. So I'm going to have to come over and check those out because I've not been anywhere outside of here, so I'm definitely going to go see those. Now, you said roosters are kind of loud, too, then?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't make any jokes about anyone being loud here. Hi, Corey Hartman.
You're like the Maddie Jones of chickens.
See, Maddie's nowhere near microphone. See, this makes up for all the morning show shenanigans here. Oh, wait. This has been great. Before the night is out, we're going to have Maddie and Corey on the air together. In case you didn't know this, they're husband and wife. And so Maddie likes to talk about Corey a little bit in the morning. He's sleeping a lot of the time, so he doesn't hear what's going on until he walks into the bakery, and then they tell him what's going on. Wait, I'm throwing all the secrets out here, how he finds out about this, because now we know he's in the bakery, too. So what is your favorite part of the fair, Phoenix?
My favorite part of the fair is getting my chickens ready and giving them baths. It's my favorite part. It's amazing.
It is. So you give how often do you give your chickens baths?
It's not like on a regular basis. It's right before show.
Right before show. Now, I've got to ask this because I have to give my dog a bath a lot, like every 2 or 3 days. Some days he likes it, and there's some days like last night where he's just not cooperative. How do your chickens like getting their baths?
It depends if it's their first time or their second time. I gave my three chickens a bath, the ones I told you about.
Okay.
Frizzle, it was his first time. He's a really calm chicken. He doesn't freak out a lot, but he gets freaked out in cages sometimes.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like Corey Hartman then to a certain extent. Oh, hi, Corey. That's kind of my boss behind me in case you're curious, but I'll get in trouble for this later, so it's all good. So now you like doing the 4-H. How long have you been a member of 4-H, Phoenix?
This is my second year in 4-H.
Second year in 4-H, okay. So you've been showing chickens for 2 years. Now I'm going to ask you, this is my question I'm asking everybody now. What is your favorite fair food?
My favorite fair food? Cotton candy for sure.
Okay, I would agree with that. So, and if you look across the way, you can see all the fun fair food over there too. So, I like food. So for an appetizer, I had a pork sandwich, full disclosure. That was my appetizer tonight. I like all fair food, in case you're curious. So now, you like doing 4-H. So tell me a little bit more about 4-H. Is there anything going on with 4-H? We've got one of your leaders with us as well, so we'll kind of let you step in. So how are you doing? And I'll have you say your name, too.
Hi, Dave. I'm Stacy Parsons, Sauk County 4-H educator.
Hi, Stacy. So I want to make sure everyone knew who you were. So full disclosure, Stacy and I actually know each other because during our day jobs, we worked together as well. So were you a little shocked when you saw me out here tonight?
Oh, I came looking for you on the radio. So we're glad that we can keep on seeing you here at the fair.
Yeah, we enjoy being out here. So our goal is to get a few more 4-H kids through here this year. So anytime you want to bring someone by, we'll be out here tomorrow night again and on Friday. We'll even be out here Saturday. So we want to always talk to the 4-H kids. I was talking about last year, we had Connor in here who did this amazing Lego display. Unbelievable. So
we just have the most talented kids in 4-H and FFA. So come out, see the exhibit buildings. You'll just be blown away with the talent of these kids.
It is amazing. And so now you have been with how long have you been involved with this, Stacy?
Yeah, I finished up my second year, but this is my third fair. So
already?
We've kind of seen things growing already in these 3 years, and we're glad to be back.
That is cool. And so now what else is going on? What else would you like to talk about? Well, you got the microphone. It's all you.
There's so much going on. It's hard to cover all the things. Right now we actually have the sheep show going on.
Okay.
And to go along with the sheep show, we also have brought back, by request, the lamb sandwich. So the lamb sandwich is available in our 4-H food stand. I had it for lunch. It's really good.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You might
good.
Have to go check that out.
Yep.
The food stand's open till 8 tonight. Tomorrow we have a lot of shows. We have the swine show. We have some of the horse jumping competitions. We have the poultry show. We have the rabbit show. So there's a lot going on tomorrow. Tomorrow's 4-H food stand food is walking tacos.
Oh.
We always have our staples.
I heard. I'm not
walking
beating.
Tacos. Friday, the smoked pulled pork sandwich is on the 4-H food stand. Saturday, smoked brisket. I mean, we just really know how to do all the food.
Just gets better and better.
I know. You got to come and visit us multiple times this week.
I will be there every single day. You had me at walking tacos, then a pork sandwich, and then a brisket. Oh, my goodness. You'll see me there every day this week, guaranteed.
Yeah, and our 4-Hers, they will greet you with a smile. They do such a great job working that food stand and raising the money to do their awesome projects and go to camps and go on 4-H trips. And this is our main fundraiser for the whole year. So come on out and support your local 4-Hers.
Well, and that's so important. That is really what this is all about. So stop out and see them. They're going to be here all weekend through Sunday. We appreciate all of your work, Stacy. Phoenix, thank you so much for stopping by. Is this your first time being on the radio, Phoenix?
Yeah.
You did a very, very good job.
So high.
You did a good job. Thank you for joining us. So for joining us, you get a Max FM sticker. And so I'm going to hook you up with something else before you leave. So thank you for coming on out, Phoenix. We appreciate you being here. Stacy, we appreciate you as well. Please bring the kids on by. That is what this is all about. So we'll have more kids coming up here. So we better have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Concert in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durward's Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. Great music and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center food truck with coffee and kids activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon, and then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durward's Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next Farmers Market.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. High mid-80s, low storm chance. Sunshine and a high in the mid-80s on Friday. Slight storm chances for the weekend. Highs upper 80s to low 90s. Looking for a scenery change? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
97.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday night. We are broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. It is 6:40 p.m. I have got the hugest crew in the house tonight. I cannot believe it. I've got Maddie Jones.
Too much fair food, or that we're just
you just.
Yeah. I've got Maddie Jones and Corey Hartman in the same place. It's like date night for you guys. They're actually sitting next to each other.
I know it's kind of stuffy. Why are you so close?
I squeezed over.
Sidling over, trying to take over the microphone.
I wanted to say snide comments and actually have them be heard.
Yeah, he's got to defend himself. You know, Corey, you and I should do a morning show together again sometime soon so we can defend ourselves against all the other stuff that happens.
That's great, but that requires me to do the morning show.
Yeah, we're due to do an oldie show one of these days, so we got to do it. So we
have
sometimes
a hard time waking up before the sun.
Yeah.
And if he is awake before the sun, we just will say maybe just slightly on the cantankerous side.
No, not me.
It's like watching Scooby-Doo and listening to him. I mean, it's...
And I try to go five different directions at one time if I get woke up at 5 o'clock.
It is funny to watch, I will say that. I mean, I've been there, been done it. And, you know, it's going to be interesting because, Maddie, you and I are going to do the morning show together on Friday morning. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm normally up at that time, but I don't usually have to talk to a lot of people. So
it's hard being awake at that early in the day. And, like, being conversational. Like, some days it's hard. Most days I can pull it off. I mean, if anybody's listened to the morning show, they know some days I can pull it off. Other days, I should probably just go back to bed.
I mean, you could just do weather and sports scores like 50 times, like other morning radio stations do.
Yeah, we know a few of those.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We want it to be entertaining. So, and you never know what's coming out of my mouth.
Dave giving me credit saying entertaining for the morning show. That's very nice. That's awesome. Thank you for that.
It is entertaining. You know, you guys had to talk about the time I got stuck in the elephant ride. Everyone had a lot of fun with that one.
Yes, you did talk about the day you got stuck in the elephant ride.
I'm not going on the elephant ride. I'm permanently scarred. I don't even know if that's out here this
year.
According
to Wendy, they almost had to call EMS to get him out.
Jaws of Life.
Yeah, it was stuck in the air, literally stuck in the air with my knees. My brother's down there laughing. I've got his oldest daughter stuck on the ride. He's waiting for a full fire and EMS call up.
She was fine. It was you they were worried about.
Well, okay, you got a fat guy and an elephant. We should be worried about that, just saying. You know, it was bad enough I was in there, but then being stuck up in the air, yeah, you know. It's just not my thing. Anything, as we were talking about earlier, anything that's spinning around that fast, that's not for me. But, you know, there's a lot of rides out here tonight. And there's quite a few people out here. Not a huge line to get into, though. That's a good thing.
It's a gorgeous night out here at the Sauk County Fair. Absolutely beautiful.
I think there's more rides, too.
I do, too. You know, man,
there's more than normal.
I would agree.
Not that it's ever small, but it looks...
But you just have enough food to realize that there's stuff over there.
That could be. I just came here to have dinner and somehow got roped into being on the air.
You know, so we did have our appetizer. We had the pork sandwiches. Then we got burgers. And then Baraboo Fire and EMS, thank you guys so much. They must have known how hungry we were. Brats and cheese curds over here. So please, again, support our local fire and EMS because they do so much for this community. This helps fund their equipment needs. And, you know, they're basically a volunteer fire department, so they need all the help they can get. So please go over and stop in and see that crew.
Keeps them from bothering you at every event in town with the boot.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
The boot,
yes.
The boot.
They have a boot over there. That's your tip
you
jar.
You can fill the boot here, but you get brats.
And cheese curds.
And cheese curds.
And those cheese curds are absolutely amazing.
So much better.
I love the cheese curds here.
And where is their stand? Is it under the grandstand? Is their stand under the grandstand?
Yep, it's okay. Under the grandstand. To get your tickets for the ride, young man, you got to go over to where it says Magic Pass Rides. See, we're also information over here as well.
Information.
So, yeah, the Fire and EMS, they have their brat stand over in the pavilion over by the beer garden. And see, you know what? I just kept on going. I didn't miss a beat with this, guys. Live radio. I've got Corey and Maddie over here just laughing at me.
This is like a job interview, Dave.
Yes.
Can he keep talking while little kids ask where to buy ride tickets?
And I just keep on going. I wasn't fazed by this at all. I thought the little young man wanted a sticker, you know, but no.
You know, after 5 years of doing radio, or 30 like me,
yeah, 30 like
could
you,
go off, and we would just keep talking.
Yes,
we'd be like, "Huh, that was something." Anyway,
so let's get some more music, and we'll just keep talking. We didn't see
all the notes.
We've had people struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
On the air. Not here, but in our former radio life.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. He got blown out of the chair. And we got up. Literally. And you tell
all right.
He got blown out of the chair?
Yes.
So back in South Dakota, the station that we were at had a very tall antenna outside the building.
Right outside our
wasn't
window.
The wasn't the broadcast antenna, but it was what sent the signal from the studio to the tower. So... it was always getting struck by lightning, and we had an oldie station on one side of the building, then a newsroom, and then the country station was on the other side, and you could see all the way through. There was glass in between all of the studios, and we're on the air, and we're doing, I don't know, tornado warnings or something, and all of a sudden, the tower outside the building gets hit by lightning.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
We see the, like, 75-year-old... part-timer on the country station get blown out of his headphones, and he lands like 3 feet behind where his chair normally is.
Oh my goodness.
And he got back up, put his headphones back on, and kept broadcasting.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. You know, I was sitting in a chair once with a soldering iron, and that thing shorted out, and it blew me right across the room in my wheelie chair, hit the back of the wall, scared the you-know-what out of me, and I'm like, okay, and then I went right back to work. My buddy saw the chair mark on the wall, and he looks at me, you just got electrocuted, dude. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. You know,
at least
the
rolly chair kept you from being blown out of the chair. It let you have a little trajectory, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I had the wall right behind me. We're literally talking. The wall was right behind me. It was a hard thunk. I'm lucky I didn't go flying out of the chair. We had an R action with that chair, but I can't even talk about that one on air. We'll talk about that off air. That was a painful
Sounds like
experience.
A non-radio type story.
It is. Maybe we'll talk about it on the morning show. We'll see.
That's an off-air story.
No, we could maybe talk about it on the morning show Friday.
Okay, all right.
Maybe. I want to kind of see you in person when I tell this, so I don't know. It's kind of priceless. So anyway, stop out the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It is a beautiful night to be out here. Now, we've got our meteorologist with us. I don't think we're getting any rain tonight, right, Corey?
Your meteorologist left. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry.
Brian Dugues is your meteorologist.
Were you a little jealous that I got to talk to Brian Dugues?
I'm not your meteorologist anymore.
Yeah. Corey was a little bit jello. I got to talk to Brian Dukes. Hey, nice guy. He just literally came up and started talking to us.
Yeah.
So we had a great time with him. So do you think rain's out of the way for tonight?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So absolutely. No rain. Stop on. We have a slight chance of showers possibly tomorrow, but it's a minimal chance. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. If you want to get out here while it's cool. It's going to get hot by then.
It's going to get toasty. Sunday is the day we have to watch out for.
And we will not be broadcasting out here on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to shut her down on Saturday, if that tells you anything.
And Dave will be in the air conditioning on Sunday, if that tells you anything.
Doing the severe weather coverage.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I will be doing. Yeah, good point. Yes, because you're going to be gone. So, yes, I'll be doing severe weather coverage on Sunday if needed. So we don't have to worry about that. Stop out at Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're in the big red wagon. Stop by, say hi. We got Max FM stickers. We'll give those away. And again, stop over and support all of our local food or our service organizations. We have Baraboo Elks here. We have Fire and EMS. They're in the pavilion. Flat track ATV races are underway as well. Beautiful night. Stop out and see us. Speaking of weather, we better talk about that next on Max FM.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Come on now, we're running out of moonlight.
Singer-songwriter Randy Houser comes to the Sauk County Fair.
County Road 44.
Tickets on sale now for Randy Houser. Randy Houser, July 13th, SaukCountyFair.com.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Till the sun fell down, you kept it going.